The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Maria me cativou, fez mais forte a minha fé, e por filho me adotou. Às vezes eu paro e fico a pensar, e sem perceber me vejo a rezar. Meu coração se põe a cantar pra Virgem de Nazaré. Menina que Deus amou e escolheu, da mãe de Jesus, o Filho de Deus, Maria que o povo inteiro elegeu, Senhora e Mãe do Céu. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Mãe de Jesus, Maria que eu quero, Maria do puro amor, igual a você ninguém, mãe pura do meu Senhor. Em cada mulher que a terra criou, um traço de Deus Maria deixou. Um sonho de mãe Maria plantou, pro mundo encontrar a paz. Maria que fez o Cristo falar, Maria que fez Jesus caminhar, Maria que só viveu pra ser Deus, Maria do povo meu. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Mãe de Jesus. Jesus.
Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. I'm only human, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Oh, show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I see of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow walked among men. Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that is worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. So, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do everything what I have to.
and watch us where we go. And help us to be wise in times when we don't know.
It's 16 minutes after 12. If you've just tuned in, welcome to Radio Veritas. It is the Holy Hour, coming to you live on 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. You can also listen to us online. Simply log on to our website and follow the links. It's that time where we come together to put forward our prayer intentions for today's Mass, which will be celebrated by Father Ron OMI, who's already here in the studio with us. Remember that during the month of August, Pope Francis prays for sports. That's his universal prayer intention, that sports may be an opportunity for friendly encounters between peoples and may contribute to peace in the world. And then Pope Francis' evangelization prayer intention for the month of August is living the gospel, that Christians may live the gospel, giving witness to faith, honesty, and love of neighbor. The number to dial with your prayer intentions is 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
It's Julie Shaila. How are you?
Hi, caller number one, Julie. I'm finding you.
All right, thank God.
That's good. Yes, Julie, who are we praying for today?
Shaila, for my special intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to place myself on the altar today.
Yeah.
And I want to, for all blessings received and prayers answered, thank our Lord Jesus for being so good to me. And for all the sick and the dying and the souls in purgatory and for a successful trip for Thanksgiving for Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody at Veritas and all my friends and family.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julie. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Good afternoon, Shaila. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Yes?
I'm just quickly going to rubble through a few of my prayer requests. I haven't been able to get through for a while, so please bear with me, but I will go as quick as possible.
Not to worry. Who am I speaking to?
It's Megan.
Megan, okay.
Thank you. Firstly, for two friends who've lost their sister and their brother, the Kyle family and the Barker family, just to keep them in my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
A little girl fighting neuroblastoma, stage 4 cancer. Little Imka, who's 3 years old. We're praying already in Jesus' name that you are healed. And then for safe travel to my family in the month of August. And blessings over my mother, Beverly, and dad, Derek, my sister, Sam, and Mark, her husband, and my nephew, Declan. And then my little ones, Keaton and Chloe, and just thanksgiving for prayers answered and asking God to put his healing hand over us and to bring us all back safely and everyone at Veritas.
Okay, Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All God right, bless. Then. God bless you,
bye.
Too. Bye-bye. You're on Veritas, hello?
Hi, Shaila.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Laura from Benoni.
Yes, Laura, good to hear from you.
Hi.
Eu vou bem, e tu?
Out of bond, regardo.
Thanks, Laura.
Shayla.
Yes.
We offer that holy mass for the late soul for my father. Mm-hmm. He passed away that time in August month.
All right.
Yes, and also for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And God to bless my children, my grandchildren. And we thank the Lord for every second passed by a day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Shayla.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless.
Thank you. God bless you too, Laura. Go
bye-bye.
On. Bye-bye.
How can I tell you?
You on Veritas, hello?
How are you, Shayla?
I'm well. And how are you, Zwandile?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. What are we praying for today?
Good evening, Father Anthony, Julie. It is your day today.
Mm-hmm.
I wish to God bless you and protect you always. I also pray for all the souls in the sanctuary. I also pray for our youth at this, in this coming election. Something may change for them and they may find God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Zwandile. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Iris here from Cape Town.
How are you, Iris?
I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
Long time I haven't been on the Veritas.
True.
my prayer for today, for the mass intention to go put him on the altar, is Sister Glynis.
Mm-hmm.
Shunstadt in Cape Town for her sister that passed away over the weekend or sometime, and then for Betty Pritchett, she passed away on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and then Mrs. Arendse from Cape Town of the OFS, her son Patrick passed away yesterday morning, and then my aunt passed away, Thelma Peters, last night.
Mm.
So I just want to put them all on the altar and for all the holy souls in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Sheila, for all my children, their spouses, my grandchildren,
yeah.
and all my family and friends, Sheila.
Okay.
And especially our group in Cape Town, our secular friends and group in Cape Town,
mm-hmm.
all my brothers and sisters, that God will bless us all.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you so much for the call, Iris.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. You're on Veritas, hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
To Shana.
Shana, how are you today?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thanks. What are we praying for?
I'd like to pray for my mom,
mm-hmm.
for strength and fortress peace, because she's going through a difficult time, and for my niece that's getting married on Saturday, that she has a blessed marriage, and may they stay together.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we wish them all of the best. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, hello? All right, let's try the next caller. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Shayla. It's Norman. How are you, Shayla?
I'm well, Norman. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. How's your brother?
He's off and on.
Off and on, hey.
Yeah, he goes into hospital, comes out, goes back, comes back. So we don't know what's going to really happen.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep praying for him.
Hey, Shayla, my mass intention today is for Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
She had a job, but it was a contract, and now the contract has expired.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking God to help her to find another job, Shayla.
All right, we'll remember
how you are. Thank you, God bless you and everybody at Veritas.
God bless you too, Norman. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Espírito Santo, vinde, fala.
You're on Veritas, hello? Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Sheila. This is Margaret from Durban. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Margaret?
I'm very well, thank you,
it's
Sheila.
It's been a while since we last spoke.
It's for the repose of the soul of my brother-in-law, Shyam Hari,
mm-hmm.
whose Saturday memorial service is today.
Yeah.
And also, I would like this mass offered for my son, Mikhail and Lavelle, whose birthday is today, for all the blessings and graces for the both of them.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila. God bless.
God bless you too, Margaret. Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
De toda opressão, quem te transforma, incendia, traz fogo no céu nesse lugar.
You on Veritas, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Janet Hari.
Yes.
I would like a mass for my husband,
Shaim
Hari. Today is his 40th day anniversary. He died 40 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really just want to say, you know, I pray that he's resting in the arms of Jesus, and I miss him so much.
All right. Okay. Will do.
Thank you so much
for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm well, thanks. Who am I speaking to?
Thank you, Maputi.
Okay, good to hear from you again. Yes, Maputi.
Hello, Sheila. I would like to put on the altar my sister's son who is sick, and all my children on the altar.
Yeah.
And I want to thank God for all what he's done for me so far.
Yes.
And I want to put South Africa for free and fair elections tomorrow.
Yeah.
But everybody must be safe. God must protect, must send the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
To come and protect everyone who's going to the voting station.
That's true.
God bless, Sheila. Thank you very much, Sheila.
God bless you, too. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Sheila. Bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very sad today, Sheila.
What's going on?
Sheila, my sister's son, his name is Sira Kitty.
Yeah.
And he passed away on Friday.
So sorry to hear
that. It was such a freak accident also. And he's only 34 years old.
Sure, so young.
Yes, Sheila. And I'm so very sad today. It's his funeral service today. And he's getting cremated.
Yeah.
And, you know, life goes on, but, you know, losing a child, Sheila, it will never, never, never leave you. It leaves a hole in your heart. Because I left my daughter left me 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still feel that pain when I hear about a mother's child passed away.
I'm so sorry to
hear
this. Yes,
and look at now his service, and he's going to be cremated. And I'm there, I tell my sister to hang in there because I can't even be in Joburg today.
So sorry to hear about that, Shami.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. But I ask you go straight to heaven. Yes, yes. And all the souls that also has passed away now.
Yeah.
And in purgatory. And I just ask the Holy Spirit to guide and protect her. His mom and family to be strong.
All right.
And the holy mass will be dedicated for him.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sheila.
All right, Shemaine. You'll be strong. Be strong for yourself, for your sister, and for the family as well.
Thank you.
God bless, eh?
Thank you so much, Sheila.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, the time now it's going to 12:30. I'm afraid we'll have to end the calls there as we need to start with Mass. Remember the prayer intentions from Rosa, the intentions from Megs. We also remember the intentions from Cecile, as well as the intentions from a couple of anonymous people who asked us to pray for their families, husbands, and praying for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to heal, and to heal them as a family and for their baby as well. Now the intention here from Christina, who asked us to place all the oblate priests, seminarians, and the novices, as well as their families, on the altar. So we remember them as well. And then Ellen asked us to please pray for the Alpha Course being run in Leukop prison later this month. Another intention from Gloria, asking us to put on the altar the Most High all the intentions of Blessed Gospel of Medjugorje. We also remember the intentions of Moira, asking us to pray for the life of dear sister Sitando Mpama on her birthday today. With that said, it's 12:30. We thank everyone that called us and SMS'd us their prayer intentions. We'll begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For we have sinned against you.
Show us, O Lord, your mercy.
And grant us your salvation.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We're going to remember St. Eusebius, Bishop of Vercelli today. The prayers are taken from him and the common of bishops, but the readings of the day. Let us pray. Lead us, Lord God, to imitate the constancy of Saint Eusebius in affirming the divinity of your Son, so that by preserving the faith he taught as your bishop, we may merit a share in the very life of your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There is none to uphold your cause, no medicine for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They are nothing for you. For I have dealt you the blow of an enemy, the punishment of merciless foe, because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant. Why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable, because your guilt is great, because your sins are flagrant. I have done these things to you. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob, and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt upon its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving, and the voices of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be small. Their children shall be as they were of old, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince shall be one of themselves. Their ruler shall come forth from their midst. I will make him draw near, and he shall approach me. For who would dare of himself to approach me, says the Lord? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord shall build up Zion. He will appear in all his glory.
The Lord shall build up Zion. He will appear in all his glory.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he will appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. The Lord shall build up Zion. He will appear in all his glory. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy place on high, looked down from heaven to the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. The Lord shall build up Zion. He will appear in all his glory. The children of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their descendants established before you. May the name of the Lord be proclaimed in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered as one to offer their worship to the Lord.
The Lord shall build up Zion.
He will appear in all his glory. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the crowd ate and was satisfied, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was many furlongs distant from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they went round to all the region and brought to him all that were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched it were made well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Perhaps many of us have had a chance to listen or to watch some of the encounters between Pope Francis and our young people, and then with each other on TV or radio. And we've heard Pope Francis encourage, exhort, challenge our young people, tell them to choose Jesus, not to relax, not to retire from life, challenging them not to leave Jesus in Krakow, but bring him back to their homes, to their parishes. And yet we know only too well from our own experiences after a great retreat or something, how easy when we come home, we're caught up into the tensions at home, the fightings there, the negativity, the lack of faith, problems, sufferings that there, and we can so easily just leave all of that behind. How do we keep that closeness to the Lord? How do we keep that faith? How do we share that faith with others? And in fact, this is something I think we all struggle with, perhaps all of our life. Why does God at moments perhaps seem close, but other times he seems so far away, as like this first reading speaks about, and yet the first reading ends with him saying he will again be close to us. And we think of Bishop Eusebius, like so many of these great saints, bishops. There are three things that we appreciate, that we see them as saints. First of all, because they taught us the faith. They taught us the truth about Jesus, who Jesus is. As we saw in our first prayer of Mass, that Eusebius had upheld the divinity, but he also upheld the humanity of Christ. There was many heresies like the Arians also at that time. And so they make it clear for us, Jesus is both God and man. He's fully God, fully man. He has both a divine will and a human will. He's equal with the Father. And these kinds of truth are so important for us to know who he is. That's the one aspect, that we know our faith. The second thing is that we have faith, that we believe. Like Peter, who not only somehow knew who Jesus was, that Jesus was revealing himself to us, began to understand, although he would grow, but he also had a faith that was beginning to blossom, and he had enough faith to say, "Lord, let me walk with you." But the third thing, besides the exercise of faith, then is, of course, love. And Eusebius, again, showed that great love. And if Peter didn't have love for Jesus, he wouldn't have wanted to be close to him. He wouldn't have even thought of stepping out on the water. So these three things are important: to understand our faith, to believe, to have a trust in God, in other words, a practical trust, and thirdly, to love enough that we want to bring his love to others especially. And so this is the kinds of things that we pray for our young people coming back from World Youth Day. We ask Pope Eusebius today, Bishop Eusebius, to pray for them. And we pray for our Pope Francis, as we've been asked to pray today, not only that he travels, but that wherever he travels, that he will continue to also help us to know our faith better, to trust in God and to have the love of God within us. Heavenly Father, let us know and understand the fullness of our faith, the faith captured in the scriptures, captured in our catechism in a more intellectual way. Let us come to know Jesus fully as he is. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And Father, give us faith, a trust in Christ, even in the dark times, even the times when he doesn't seem to be there, his love seems far away. Let us trust and believe, because we have known and because he holds us in being every moment of our lives. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And Father, give us that love also that Pope Francis was encouraging us to have, the third thing, so that we may bring that love of God to others, that love of Jesus to our families, to our friends around us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we bring to all the petitions that have been sent in, phoned in, and that are upon the hearts of our listeners. We lift them all up to you. We place upon the altar all they've asked us to. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And Father, quite a few people have died around this time. We just lift them all up to you, and those whose anniversary are occurring at this time. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And Lord, we bring to the sick people, persons we were asked to pray for, those on our sick lists of our parishes, our families, and we pray especially for that little child with that cancer, Lord, and I pray for the two grandchildren of our deacon, Deacon John Rami. We pray for all of our sick. We just lift them up to you, especially those who have other kinds of illnesses that perhaps aren't so apparent, that where they struggle in all kinds of different ways. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And the Heavenly Father, we just bring to you all the other petitions we had. I pray for Robin, who's going for an interview today, that door may be open for him. And my sister and brother-in-law setting out traveling today, that they will travel safely and have petrol along the way. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
If anyone in the studio would like to pray, please do so.
Dear Lord, I'd like to pray for Holy Catholic Church, Pope Francis, all the people that are coming back. May they come back safely. For all our priests, keep them safe, dear Lord. For all the holy souls in purgatory, especially those most forgotten. For my family, especially my son in New Zealand, that he will realize that our Holy Mother is very important. It should be very important in our life. Jesus said one day, if you ignore my mother, you ignore me. I'd like to pray for all my sick friends, for those terminally ill, so many with cancer. I'd like to pray for my friend Grace, who's still in ICU. She's been there 10 days in this bed. Her feet started swelling and her toes were going in all different colors. Dear Lord, please lay your healing hands upon her. She's already suffering for so many years with multiple sclerosis. For all the sick, dear Lord, for Holy Catholic Church, for Radio Veritas, may they go from strength to strength. For Father Emil, that he'll be well soon. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. And Lord, we pray for our country, our Lady Shumd in heaven, to pray for us with these municipal elections tomorrow. Guide us, give us wisdom in voting, and may those who are elected realize they are called to serve and not to gain for themselves. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Father, we make our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread. We offer you fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look with favor, O Lord, we pray, on the offerings we set upon the sacred altar on the feast day of Blessed Bishop Eusebius, that bestowing on us your pardon, oblations may give honor to your name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saint Eusebius you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. together with Francis our Pope, Bhutan Duncan our bishops and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Saviour's command, and taught and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace,
peace with you.
Peace.
Peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Renewed by the sacred mysteries, we humbly pray, O Lord, that following the example of Blessed Eusebius, we may strive to profess what he believed and to practice what he taught. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This has been a live broadcast of Mass right here on Radio Veritas. Father Ron, thank you so much for celebrating Mass for us today. And of course, our thanks also goes to our technical producer, Kenny, and to all our listeners. Thank you so much for supporting the Holy Hour. Until tomorrow at 12 noon. God bless and ciao ciao for now.